Ricardo Murillo, M-U-R-I-L-L-O. He's 35 years old. He woke up one day with a problem with his shoulder. He has no feelings of instability, I-N-S-T-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y. But, of course, he's 37 years old. But he does have pain along the trapezius in the corner of the shoulder. Impingement was positive. I tried strap on this. This helped tremendously. But because of the kind of pain he's having and some numbness down his arm, I checked his neck. He has full range of motion of his neck, full flexion, full extension, rotation, 90 degrees both right and left. Negative spurling, S-P-U-R-L-I-N-G. He has a deposit of tenelles down the entire ulnar nerve from the armpit, A-R-M-P-I-T, all the way down to his fingers. I then did a valence, P-H-A-L-E-N-S, and it was negative. He has no biceps reflex on either side, triceps and extensor, slight maybe. The radial median and ulnar nerve's motor and sensory appeared to be normal other than when I tapped down that nerve. On the valence, while we're doing that, though, he did start getting numbness around his elbow. He does shake his hand at night, which my exam doesn't seem to demonstrate anything with a carpal tunnel, but he is having some issues. Had him do a wall push-up, and he's fairly symmetrical, a little bit slightly tight, but not bad. So at this point, I think he has a C6-7 radiculopathy, R-A-D-I-C-O-L-P-A-T-H-Y, so I'm going to get an EMG, period. Secondly, I did review his MRI. He does have an impingement. You can see where the rotator cuff rubs on the chromium, A-C-R-O-M-I-O-N. So that's why the strap is holding so much. And I'm not convinced there's anything wrong with the labrum, but again, we'll see how he does. First, I'm going to get this EMG and determine whether I should work this up further in that area. If it is a problem just at the elbow or is coming from his neck, I will determine the next point of treatment. In the meantime, to help his shoulder, I did put him on Voltaren, period.